And so in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, everywhere, they've been announcing the new digital currency that's going to be based on your smartphone and a QR code. And the basis of the whole thing is your vaccine passport. Remember what happened last year and earlier this year in Australia? They'd say, well, in these different states, these provinces, you have 15 minutes to call the police back when your phone gets called any time of night, or you get a massive fine or arrested. You have to call them back on Zoom and show them where you are to make sure you haven't left your house. That's everybody in these Australian states. And they said, we're getting ready for the social credit score. And it's the same thing here. So as Tucker Carlson said a few weeks ago, they get this in place, it's over. So, the viral release, the defunding of the police, the purposeful collapse of the borders of the Western world across the planet, is all in the World Economic Forum's own words, and they're just the corporate mouthpiece of the global fascist corporate state, in their own words, is the pretext to create an angrier world and a destabilization so you will accept the world ID card based on the global vaccine ID so then they can implement the carbon tax, the social credit score, and once you don't have your job anymore, your universal basic income, where you have to behave the way they tell you and do what they tell you to do, or you don't, quote, get the money, which they also track and control and decide where and when and how you can spend it and how much value it has when it sits in your digital wallet. Just like you see in the UK and the Netherlands and Germany and Canada, big time, where they say, sorry, you've got a spinal problem and you're in pain. We're not going to give you health care anymore. You need to kill yourself. And they use the psychological tactic of, we'll let you live one more year, just agree to go to death counseling, and we're going to help kill you. And they control them through the pain pills, and they say, we'll give you the pain pills. This is in the news. There's articles all over about it. And the articles are like, is this right to do? See, they're introducing it to the public. So they got people addicted to pain pills, you name it, and just, yeah, we'll give them to you another year. Just promise to kill yourself. And then, oh, well, we got rid of those infirm people, but next it'll be you. That's the slippery slope we've already gone over. And so in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, everywhere, they've been announcing the new digital currency that's going to be based on your smartphone and a QR code. And the basis of the whole thing is your vaccine passport. Remember what happened last year and earlier this year in Australia? They'd say, well, in these different states, these provinces, you have 15 minutes to call the police back when your phone gets called any time of night, or you get a massive fine or arrested. You have to call them back on Zoom and show them where you are to make sure you haven't left your house. That's everybody in these Australian states. And they said, we're getting ready for the social credit score. And it's the same thing here. So as Tucker Carlson said a few weeks ago, they get this in place, it's over. You think Sam Bankman-Fried was ripping you off? The same folks that run him are running this. And once they get this, they can rig the whole economy to consolidate power even more for themselves and absolutely control every facet of your life. You see China, where they, oh, I got a yellow code. I sit here where I'm at, sometimes for months, just in the street, living under newspapers. Or, oh, I got a red code. I can't leave my apartment 20 floors up for 130 days. That's the model, and it's a consortium of the UN and China and a Bill Gates-funded group, look it up, that have created the global standard for this QR code smartphone-based system, and it gets worse. Now they're coming out and saying, actually, you got to have a face scan or a hand scan, or your social credit score goes up. I have newscast today. If you take a chip, and there's suddenly articles everywhere about the anti-chippers. They're the worst people. Have you heard of these terrorists? They're anti-chip. Oh my gosh. I mean, you'll take a poison shot? Well, why don't you take a chip? Australia, social credit introduces to the nation. Social credit introduced to access the internet via your digital ID. We're about to play part of the newscast. Anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. Oh, you submit so good, and the anti-chippers are there. They're so bad. Robert F. Kennedy writes all about it. Your digital identity will be required to unlock all aspects of life, from logging onto the internet to accessing social services, travel, food, shopping, and financial services. Big article up on Infowars.com. Michigan bill demands 100% transition to green energy and smart IDs to ensure that it's being enforced to track everything you do and what your carbon footprint is for rationing. So it's not coming, it's here. Look at those nasty anti-chippers. Man, they're bad. They're the latest group of awful people who now have to worry about, as if these troubling times haven't already encumbered us with enough challenges. There's people that warn the global government wants to put a chip in us, which we do, and we are going to lock you in your house and forcibly inject you with stuff that slowly kills you, but it's okay. Because everybody doing it, like Tim Cook, is wearing little black turtlenecks, and a lot of them are gay and talk like women. So it's like, well, I mean, this guy's wearing a turtleneck and is gay. It must be all right. Okay, I'll take a chip. Oh, Apple's helping round up millions of Chinese dissidents and putting them in death camps. But I mean, he's gay. I mean, look, got a turtleneck on. He's liberal. And big tech surveilling you and big tech censoring you. And it's run by the FBI and the CIA. We told you that years ago. We were the first to tell you that. So this is criminal, it's over the top, it's ridiculous, it's absolutely insane, it'll hurt 99.9% of us, no one should accept it, it should be evil, recognized, and evil that we reject. Let's go ahead and play a clip from National Australian News, just announcing with a pretty lady telling you it's no big deal and it's here, here it is.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Layla, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now, the recommendation were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous. Layla?
And the Republican Party in Texas in the legislature has co-sponsored a bill to create an internet ID here as well, which is the social credit score. And by the way, that was from a while back. Now they passed that regulation outside of law. The executive branch just said that was the case. Wear a mask, take a shot. But again, the worst part is these anti-chippers. I mean, they don't want the global government to put a chip in them. What absolutely horrible people.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.